Clarion grabbed at the earth which came with her. She thought, what of you? And leaned all her weight on the sea, which erupted at once. Clarion, with her feet where her mouth was, who gave up polite conversation, renounced her canopy, laid her needles in one direction, head first like a corpse, went swimming. I think this is what a scream would look like if it was sculpted. Clarion with her guts out, gritting her teeth, bleeding all her sap. The sea, unapologetic, as always. That was it for a while. The sea went out and came back again. Clarion returned to her senses, came into her own, more beautiful than ever. Didn't know she was dead, left her children at home and went on vacation. A woman cups her left ear and faces the dark. What is revealed is what moments before had been secret. There seem to be rules, nothing to drown out the other voices. If you take away your hand, everything will disappear. Behind the smallest bird, the sound of infinity is indivisible against her cupped fingers. Anything can be heard. The woman thinks this is what is left of the music of the universe as it formed. Currawong sings, regardless as the earth turns. Clarion falling, Clarion grinding her teeth in sand, burying her genitals below ground, burying her tongue. Clarion, who stops whispering and starts to scream, falls one more time, yells by brightening, fluctuates between despair and beauty, abandons her parts, bares her neck to the enemy, finishes polishing her death. Collaborates with the executioner, becomes available violently again until it is impossible to deny what it is happening. Clarion, with all her teeth showing, exchanging her needles for her secret. death bundles.